Another New South Wales Liberal MP has admitted taking an envelope full of cash from a property developer in the lead-up to the last state election. In this case, the member for Newcastle, Tim Owen, says he did eventually return the money to the Newcastle Lord Mayor, Jeff McCloy. Mr. Owen has spent today in the witness box at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. On Friday, the member for Charlestown announced that he would quit the party after admitting that he also took an envelope stuffed with cash from the same developer. Ashley Hall's been at the inquiry and joins me now. Some remarkable revelations today.
Certainly were, Mark. You might remember, or you just mentioned, the case last week of the member for Charlestown, Andrew Cornwell, telling the inquiry he'd been called out in the middle of an operation at his veterinary surgery and handed an envelope containing $10,000 in cash by the Mayor of Newcastle, the property developer Jeff McCloy. Well, we heard a similar story today from the member for Newcastle, Tim Owen. Again, it was a transaction that took place in a car. We're not sure what type of car this one was. Mr. Owen says he met Mr. McCloy in the main street of Newcastle, Hunter Street, and Mr. McCloy handed him an envelope stuffed full of cash. He says he didn't count the money, but that the envelope was about a centimetre thick. Mr. Owen said he took it home and, in his words, thought about it and thought about it and thought about it before taking it and putting it in Mr. McCloy's letterbox with a note to the effect of, no thanks. Asked about the transaction, Mr. Owen said it...
How long did this thought process take?
Well, it wasn't entirely clear. He initially said one day and then it spun out to maybe two or three. But he says it just wasn't a particularly nice look, I've got to say.
And... The background to all this is there's a long history of alleged corruption, both parties, involving property developers. So eventually in 2009, it was just a ban was put on. The politicians were not supposed to take money from property developers. So what other questionable donations did Mr. Owen acknowledge?
Well, he admitted today that he's known for years that prohibited donations were used to help for his campaign in 2011 and that it was clearly not above board. But he said he didn't actually ping to the fact at the time that it was illegal. The inquiries heard that the developers BuildEV, part owned by Nathan Tinkler, had helped fund his campaign. And BuildEV
Bill
was...
Dev.
BuildEV, yes.
There's a bit of a clue in the name, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, developers. Was hoping to get approval to build a coal terminal on the former BHP site in Maitland. But Mr. Owen says they got nothing out of him. Mr. Owen also today admitted knowing he'd taken prohibited donations from Bill Saddington to pay the wage of a campaign team member and that he had himself approached another developer, Keith Stronach, about helping out. He says he relied on his campaign manager, a lawyer, and the former police minister, Mike Gallagher, to make sure all the donations were above board. He was, in his words, flat out like a cut snake during the election campaign. And Mr. Owen spoke to the media briefly as he left the inquiry.
You know, it's one of those things of, you know, when you just want a campaign, you know, I'm a pretty practical guy, what do you do?
Some people might say it looks like willful blindness though, Mr. Owen.
No, it's not that.
Given
not at
your
all.
Evidence today, Tim, do you think that Jeff McCloy should stand down as Lord Mayor?
I'm not going to make any comment in that context.
Will you be staying in Parliament?
I'll make some comment after we finish tomorrow.
So that's Tim Owen, the Newcastle MP outside the ICAC this afternoon. Now, Ash, you've already mentioned the member for Charlestown, Andrew Cornwell. He said on Friday that he would quit the Liberal Party and not contest the next election, but I gather that there are some in the Parliament that want more.
Yes, the Greens MP Jamie Parker says it's simply not enough to stand to resign from the Liberal Party because Mr. Cornwell admitted taking money that he knew that was intended as a bribe and used it to pay off his own tax. Mr. Parker says he will take action in the Parliament tomorrow to have Mr. Cornwell expelled, and he's calling on the Premier Mike Baird to join him in that action. He's not moving against Mr. Owen at this stage. Mr. Parker is not moving against Mr. Owen at this stage.
Only against Mr. Cornwell.
Exactly. But Mr. Parker says these cases are a little different.
It's controversial about whether or not this matter is one that Tim Owen agrees with. He's challenging the facts and the matter is yet to be resolved. But Cornwell's situation is definitively different. It's qualitatively different. The bribe is something which is new, which he has admitted to, which the government needs to act on. I have to say that I haven't taken this decision lightly. I don't want to be in this situation, but it is impossible for him to continue.
The Greens MP Jamie Parker, and before him our reporter Ashley Hall.